And welcome back to Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence.
Yes, what's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is in the house, and we are recording on a Saturday morning. We are an essential worker in this crisis right now.
And we're recording from home, guys. We're not really in a studio. We are in a makeshift studio in our home, so don't let him fool you. We are practicing social distancing, and we are quarantining over here. We are on week two or week three, I think, going into week three of quarantining.
Yeah, and we're also with our special guest, Mosey Johnson's is here, guys, and he is lending his positivity and his paws and support right now.
Yes, Mosey is much needed. So, we hope you guys are staying healthy and positive throughout this pandemic, which is so crazy that I'm even using that word, but it is the truth of the matter. And I wanted to start off with some questions for my husband.
Oh, goodness.
Because I think this, everyone's going a little stir crazy.
Yeah.
Being stuck in the house is really not a natural environment for anyone in life. And I feel especially for people who are going through addiction, an active addiction.
Yeah.
And also the people who may have years under their belts in recovery. Mm-hmm. This is really throwing a wrench in their routine, which is it is their foundation of the success of their life.
I agree.
So what are some ways that you are able to practice your routine and keeping your sobriety number one in your life during this quarantine time?
Oh, goodness. Great question, Mrs. Situacion. First and foremost, always stay with the mantra one day at a time. You really don't want to look too far ahead because then you're going to trip over things. And also, I love to get back to the basics, guys, okay? Make sure that you guys are getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Make sure that you're eating healthy. That would be, you know, a balanced breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also, make sure that you are trying to get some exercise. And I know it is not easy right now, so you have to be creative. For instance, yesterday, you know, we're all practicing social distancing and staying at home. And I decided to do wind sprints up my driveway. My wife saw that and she was very, I don't know, inspired. And she came outside and had her coffee outside. And she also brought Mosey.
Yeah.
And Mosey got his exercise. And we kind of like had a cool little morning all from just sort of trying to make the best of the situation, right, honey?
Yeah, definitely. Mosey was trying to participate in the sprints. Guy is so out of shape.
He's so out of shape.
He could barely do a few laps up the driveway.
Okay, but good news is the comeback, guys, is greater than the setback. And Mosey is on a strict diet and he's getting his exercise. So that is just one example. I obviously used to do that in prison. I stayed outside for about a little over 60 minutes. I did wind sprints. I did walking. I got the body moving. And I'll tell you what, guys, when I got inside, I felt a lot better, okay? And that exercise and that activity is going to release endorphins.
100%.
I mean, just the littlest of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then mentally, you're going to feel better, okay? And then that chain reaction, you're going to actually eat better as well. So anybody out there that's just sort of listening and they're just struggling to just get out of bed or maybe get some activity or people are always hitting us up in the DMs. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. Right? Am I right, honey? The best thing is to actually start. Okay. Just move. Okay. If you want to go outside, you know, get sort of some exercise outside and walk around your block. Obviously, continue to practice social distancing, but get some exercise. Get maybe 30 minutes in and work off of that, okay? Maybe the next day, do 32 minutes and so on and so forth, and you'll start to move up to 60 minutes, okay? And you'll start to also move up to sprinting. You know, also a good thing that I love to practice all the time, my wife always kind of makes fun of me sometimes, is I love to stretch in the shower, you know, with the warm water. That is really going to help, you know, your flexibility and your mobility as well.
Yeah, the heat really helps with that. That's why there's a lot of those hot yoga studios and hot Pilates.
Yep.
And you can almost do any kind of activity or class in the heat now, because the heat, you have to be also careful when you're in the heat, because the heat does let your muscles expand mm-hmm. and flex further than yep. you have the flexibility to. Yeah. So you don't want to pull anything, but it's a great opportunity to stretch after running outside or just getting your mind and body to connect yeah. and feel better.
It's really just getting back to the basics that a lot of times with life and work and family and bills, we often forget. And
yeah.
I preach, you know, getting back to the basics all the time. And as a family, we choose positivity.
Yes.
And I would definitely suggest that the mind is sort of like a muscle, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you slowly start to retrain it into positive thoughts and positive affirmations and quotes and sort of educating yourself and reading inspirational stories and things like that of such, you guys will start to sort of follow suit and you'll start to, you know, be living your best life and being your best self and sort of seeking out different ways to accomplish that.
Yes. Slowly your life will change and you might not notice it immediately yep. every day as the days go by, but months from now, then years from now, you'll look back and be like, wow, I really initiated these positive yep. little changes in yep. my life and look how far far I progressed. Mm-hmm. You'll look back on yourself a year ago or six months ago and be like, oh my God, how did I survive life with that outlook? How did I get by without having a gratitude journal? How did I get by without yeah. having time to meditate to mm-hmm. myself? How did I get by without working out and feeding my body the mm-hmm. nutrients it needs?
Yeah.
So the little changes every day, and it really what makes it work. And it's hard to focus one day at a time. I think for everybody it is, but mm-hmm. if you can really just wrap your head around it and challenge yourself to focus for the 24 hours yes. that you have in front yes. of you, then that's all you can do. And that's all you can control. You can't think about the future.
Yeah.
You can't think about, well, I need to work out 3 days a week in order to see results, so I'm not going to bother today. No, God. You're just tripping up yes. over excuses and minutia that's really like the devil there to cloud you and hold you back. Fear and self-doubt.
Exactly.
The worst things and the hardest things to overcome as a human being. So definitely just think about the 24 hours you have in front of you
you've been blessed with. I always like to tell people all the time, you know, when you guys are watching an Olympic race, mm-hmm. okay, the guy that's in first place, he's not looking to his right. He's not looking to his left. He's looking forward. Okay, one, let's just say if he's a swimmer, one stroke at a time. Okay, if he's a sprinter, it's one step at a time. If you ever look at maybe the guy that got second or third, he's most likely, a lot of the times you look at the photos, he's looking at, you know, to his right, at the guy that's in first place.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it just goes to show that if you, you know, focus, you know, moving forward one step at a time and sort of putting your best foot forward, you're going to get, you know, those good results. And also, there are resources out there for people that are seeking recovery. You know, we partnered with Banyan Treatment Centers. So if you or someone you know is seeking recovery, we have a number that is 1-888-270-5712. Now, if you are in recovery, right, honey, mm-hmm. there are online resources that people can go to, because in recovery, people a lot of the times and most of the time to get through recovery,
mm-hmm.
you go to meetings.
Yeah.
You go to 12-step meetings. You have a sponsor.
You sort of rely
a little bit on the group and the meetings and sort of how to move forward and connect with people.
Yes.
But we have resources, guys, that are online, you know, resources to help you. Don't quit on yourself. We are not going to quit on you. There are ways to help you. Honey, tell me about
it. There's, you know, with everybody quarantining, obviously the meetings, the physical meetings are closed because we do not want to spread COVID-19.
Yes.
So these resources are all available online. There is nabyphone.com, intherooms.com, 12step-online.com, and aa-intergroup.org. So those are really great resources if you have, you know, a weekly meeting that you're missing. You can also start your own meeting on Zoom. I downloaded Zoom
yes.
since this quarantining
yeah.
epidemic, pandemic.
And both of us are going to be doing online meetings as well, right, honey?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing some Zoom meetings with the Banyan Treatment Centers that we are partnered with. They have 11 locations within the country. And we usually attend and visit the locations in person and do speaking engagements and one-on-one groups with the patients there. But because of this pandemic, we're going to still make sure that we're getting our voice out there and sharing our experience, strength, and hope. So we are setting up Zoom meetings with them as we speak. And we're going to start visiting virtually all of their locations, which is really a great idea creatively to even think about, because the pandemic, probably if this didn't happen, we wouldn't think about doing these Zoom online meetings. Now we can speak to the Palm Springs location, you know, this afternoon from the comfort of our home.
Yeah.
So you got to look at the positive in some things. And also, for me, the biggest point I want to add to this is that the advice Mike just gave is not just pertaining to people in recovery or just addicts or just somebody seeking sobriety. It really is just a better way to live.
About bettering your life, being, you know, trying to improve yourself.
Yeah.
You know, whether mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, or professionally. Once you get on that track of self-improvement, sky's the limit.
And that's exactly what it is. It's just self-improvement one day at a time. And Mike, and through his recovery and through the changes he's made in his lifestyle, has really set a path for me.
Set the tone for the family.
And set the tone for our family, led by example, and also set the path for me to change my behaviors.
Yep.
I mean, I look back at the person I was years ago, five plus years ago, and I don't even recognize that person.
Same.
Not that I was, you know, some raging addict or anything like that, just because I've done so much growth as a human being.
Yes.
And that's what everybody wants to do. And everybody aspires to get to the next best level of themselves. So, while if you're listening and you're not an addict and you're not in recovery, these pieces of advice, these tools are just to set an amazing foundation for your life and how to communicate better, how to be a better, like Mike always says, a better husband, a better son, a better brother, and a better friend to all the people in your life. And before you know it, you know, people will be coming to you regularly
with advice
with how can I be like that.
They want to be around you.
Yeah, they want to be around you because your energy is just contagious.
People want to employ you.
Yes, kindness is contagious. Positive energy is contagious. There's a lot of positive things that are, a smile is contagious.
Oh,
so you don't want to just think about in this pandemic the horrible things. Think about what we can do to make it better for everybody. If you're out in these grocery stores, you know, ask the cashier checking you out, how are you doing? Like, thank you for being here so that I can buy my food. Every time I go somewhere, I'm thanking people for being there, for showing up for their jobs, and just trying to put a smile on their face at these times.
Become better, not bitter. Am I right, honey?
Yeah. I mean,
that is how we live. That is how we live.
That is 100% how we live. And the quotes really work. They may, before you're living your like true authentic life, you might think they're very cheesy and cliche and roll your eyes when you hear them. And that's okay. But that just shows that you have some growth to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You have some, you need to have some humility.
Humility, yes.
And,
exactly.
And humble yourself.
Exactly.
And really take the words apart and start to be like, wait a minute. You know, a bitter root only grows a bitter fruit. Like, you're like, wait, but that really is the truth.
Yeah, you're like, oh my goodness. Like,
like if you're a miserable person, you're, everything you touch is, it's just going to be contaminated, and it's gonna kill the plant. You know what I mean? You're not feeding it positivity. You're not speaking it affirmations. You're really slowly killing everything you're going around you with that attitude. I had a bad attitude when I was younger.
And if you hang around, if you hang around with a bad apple, okay?
Yeah.
You know, do a little experiment, guys, okay? Take some good fruit or one piece of good fruit. Put it in with some contaminated fruit and see what happens to that good piece of fruit. Am I right?
Yeah. It goes to shit real quick. So
it does.
It is what you surround yourself with.
Exactly.
And now that may be challenging, especially during this quarantine time, because you may have roommates that especially in the highly densely populated areas like New York City or any kind of metropolitan city where you have a lot of roommates because you're usually out and about doing things. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're being quarantined and you're being quarantined with a negative roommate. Maybe you're being quarantined with a negative family
member. Well, I think eventually you might not be able to change that now. But that should be on the list to eventually change if you have a negative roommate. Eventually, there's only so much improvement that you can do without changing the environment.
Well, that brings up a really great point because this is something that has always resonated with me. Think about how hard it is for you to change yourself.
Yeah.
And then think about trying to change someone else.
Yeah.
So you need to let go of that ideology of I'm going to fix this person, I'm going to change this person, I'm going to make them see the light. Mm-hmm. You need to be the light in front of them. You need to be the positivity by example to show them, and then that will wake up one day something inside of them. Okay, honey, so you know how much I love my subscription services.
You sure do, honey. We get boxes here all the time in our household. It's crazy.
We do. It's a serious situation. So I found something that I want to share with you guys. I really love it. It's called CauseBox, and I just discovered it. I want to tell you about it because it is a quarterly, 4 times per year subscription box curated by women for women that is filled with all sorts of amazing products and brands that are ethical, sustainable, and have a positive mission to give back and make the world better. So to me, that sounds incredible, and I always want to support a business that is providing goodness to the world and giving back. And they have amazing products in it. So every CauseBox is a limited edition box. It comes with 6 to 8 full-size products. You can get everything from skincare and jewelry to homewares and accessories. The last 4 boxes sold out within days, which I can believe because you get over $250 worth of products for only $50. Mm-hmm. I got my own sample box today, and here are just a few of the things that were in it. So I got this amazing jade roller, which I love. My husband's probably going to steal this from me.
Yes, we used it on our face. I love it.
We use it on our face after you put on serums because it helps them absorb. And a fun pro tip for that is to keep it in the freezer.
Yes, so
it
tell stays them about
nice
that.
And cool. And yes. It de-puffs the eyes and it de-puffs your whole face if you had too much like salty fast food or whatever. It's great for that. I also got this amazing insulated tumbler, which I'm all about reusing these dual wall stainless steel cups for hot or cold. It'll keep your hot beverages hot and your cold cold, and you can wash it and reuse it and bring it to your local baristas to make your coffee in it. Also, one of the best parts was just getting my CauseBox in the mail. They ship it to you completely for free, and it feels like getting yourself a big birthday gift every month. It's amazing. The best part is that, of course, I got my listeners an exclusive discount. All you have to do is go to www.causebox.com/heresthesitch and use the code heresthesitch to get your first box for 30% off. As in, you can get your first box with over $250 of products for less than $39 instead of the $50. Go check out CauseBox right now. I could tell you firsthand, you are going to love it.
Wow, honey, that sounds like a good situation to me, honey.
People always ask me all the time on social media, on an email, everywhere I go, on every outlet. People always ask, especially people that are struggling with a family member or a significant other in addiction, and they say, how did you do it? How did you do it? And I just continued to have the faith and try to lead by my example, which I wasn't perfect. I was very stressed out, but I was pushing and being a positive reinforcement to the foundations of recovery. And Mike did the work on his own.
Did you ever think that early on in the process, maybe 3-4 years ago, when we started our journey of sort of being our best self, did you ever think that maybe 4 years later that it would get to where we're at now?
Spiritually.
I mean, where we're at right now spiritually and our frequency and how positive we are. And we're speaking across the country and at different facilities with Banyan Treatment Centers and colleges. I feel that we are a light in this world right now.
Yes. Back then, this was my vision for you and for us, 100%.
You really thought I'd get to where I'm now. I did not see it.
So I had always believed that Mike had been given this platform to deliver this message. I've always believed that, even when he was struggling in active addiction, because I knew he was not put on this planet to just party and show you guys what not to do. I knew him at his core.
I was very good at that when I was younger.
I knew him at his core and at his soul. And I knew that he was put here for a divine purpose. And as everybody is, you just have to find that reason.
Yes, yes.
That's the key. Everybody is. It's not just selected people. Everyone is here for a reason.
It's out there if you are going to look.
Yes. And when Mike was struggling and his last bout with his active addiction, I believed this is where his career was going to lead. His career was not, he was not going to succeed hurting himself and poisoning himself and destroying relationships and destroying opportunities and destroying jobs. So I knew that this was his future because he still had the availability of the platform and people still loved him. Listen, even when Mike was in active addiction and doing the wrong things, he still was Mike and just, you know, not focusing on the positive of his life.
It was a shell.
And he was a shell of who he really was, but he had still amassed such a base and a platform to speak to everybody and get people's attention to listen to him.
What a story.
And that's the most important thing in some devastating things like recoveries, like pandemics, like people that are in the trenches. People want to hear that story of that you survived, that you came out, and how you did it.
A lot of people don't think it's possible, to change like that.
No, and you know? I think it's exactly what we started with the beginning. It's tiny changes every single day and only thinking about that day and what you can do. So to go back to your question of if I thought we would ever be here, I definitely had the vision of this is what I wanted. Mm-hmm. This is where I hoped it to go. Mm-hmm. But being in this life for almost 5 years now on this recovery path, I never knew the awakening.
This.
No, I never knew the awakening it would bring me in my spirituality,
in your life,
in my foundation, in my relationships, and my path. Mm-hmm. And I never knew that I would be able to share the story of my brother Christopher and shed it in a positive light because I was so destroyed when that had happened to my family member and his active addiction that I didn't think that I would ever be able to speak on that and honor that in the proper way. Now I'm helping people.
Well, also anyone that's listening for the first time, Lauren's brother, you can speak on this, honey, who passed while he was in active addiction at the age of...
Yes, Christopher was 25 and it was 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And when he passed away and he overdosed. So it is the worst thing that somebody can go through what I've gone through in my life. And it was very difficult to speak about it for a very long time. Me, Mike, and I had done multiple different shows, and if they brought him up, I would walk off set. I wouldn't film. I would rip my mic off because I was just suffering so much, and I wasn't healed yet through it.
Mm-hmm.
And grief is really like a lifelong process, and I think that once you get to, you never feel good about it. But if you can share that story to help one person, if one person cannot go and use.
Or you can just help one person cut off a family member,
then it's worth me sharing that painful part because it's saving another life.
That is how, you know, we are, you know, spreading awareness and spreading the message. You are pretty much celebrating your brother's memory.
Yes.
Okay, by passing the message to the next sick or suffering addict, and so that we may save one life. And that right there, guys, that is purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so proud of my wife that I get to, you know, go around the country and share my story of success, but she also shares her story, okay, to help the families and the loved ones that are also dealing with the same thing. So I couldn't be prouder of my wife and us as a husband and wife team, because we are, you know, killing the game right now. So, you know, honey, you are awesome.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
Love you too. I'd like to say, guys, when the devil goes hard after your family, you go even harder, guys. You pray and you love with all you got. Grace wins every time, okay? I love that quote right there, and it means so much because me and my wife, we've been through so much, and we fought back with grace and class, okay, with a smile on our face, okay, because a smile at the end of the day, guys, is a sign of strength, okay, and now more than ever, we should be smiling, being more creative, being positive, helping our neighbor, okay, and also being smart.
From 6 feet away.
Yes, 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 from 6 feet away. If you guys are listening out there, okay, being positive is a mental, you know, a mental attitude that pretty much could save your life.
Yeah, it's basically a superpower.
Yes.
For yourself, because if you just have that outlook and you're able to what's the word? Recognize things that trigger you or would have triggered you in your past. If you're able to see them and say, before you react negatively, before you go to flip out about something happening or not being happy about this pandemic and them being out of toilet paper, out of vitamin C or whatever. Yeah. And you have to, before you flip out and the store clerk or you're calling someone, my store doesn't have this. Take a step back. Think of what you're really thinking, what you're really feeling, why you're feeling that way.
It's called self-evaluate.
And then respond that way and say, you know what? I'm grateful that I'm able to be in this store buying supplies for my family and I'm not working in the hospital. I'm not having to lace up in a full body armor to treat patients right now. I'm able to be home and have the medical staff work on the front line. So you have to always look at it from a sense of gratitude and a positive outlook instead of harping on the negative.
Also, guys, you can't just hope and pray, to be honest with you. You know, you can't just be positive. You have to take action in life, okay? We pray, we are positive, and we take constant action and change on our life. Okay, we've said it before, guys. Nothing changes if nothing changes, okay? I want to be undeniable, okay? I remember years ago that, you know, so many bad things were happening in my life, and I was willing to do anything to make as many changes as possible. Okay, as simple as a diet, I'll change my diet. I'll change the way that I exercise. I'll change my attitude. Whatever you can change, you know, for the positive, yes, we can change. Anything else, you let go and you let God handle that. Am I right, honey?
100%.
Sobriety is never owned. It's rented. And the rent is due every day. Okay,
yes,
guys?
I love that. Sobriety, positivity, your health. Listen, what you ate for 7 days last week is not going to make up for today. You need to work out today, work out your mind, your body, your soul, and put that positivity into you. Feed your soul. Find things that make you happy. Find those shows. I mean, we have so many resources in this world, and usually everyone's working and going a million miles an hour and don't have the time to take a step back and work out and feed their body and their mind on what they love. So if you're into, like, I follow Oprah's, what is it called? Her Super Soul Sunday stuff. Like, I have her app on here. I listen to her podcast. There's so many. There's hundreds. There's thousands of podcasts.
Okay, well, not everyone is a fan of Oprah. And listen, I actually am a fan of Oprah.
Who's not a fan of Oprah?
But if you are not, the moral of this story is that you are seeking out positive things to educate yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's the main thing that we're trying to enforce here. And then, like, guys, there's obviously the opposite also going on in this world right now. Honey, a woman, okay, who coughed on $35,000 in food charged for felony terrorist threats. Did you hear about this, honey?
I heard about it. I didn't see that article, though. I mean,
Is that insane?
I want to say in my brain, the first thing that I was saying was good.
Did you say it's good?
Good that she was charged.
Oh, God.
I was saying in that sense. But I have no words.
What was this woman thinking? Okay, in the state of our country right now, people are dying.
She's obviously a very broken person.
Yes,
there's something very wrong with her, possibly mentally,
maybe substances
and physically, and may very well be multiple substances to do something like that.
Also, at the end of the day, how do you get to come to 35,000. How do you cough on $35,000 worth of food? How do you even
get to
that?
I don't know, but that's disgusting. And I'm trying to practice positivity of not responding negative to that. But I have no, I have no
honey,
nice things to say.
At the end of the day,
it's
unavoidable, honey. There's positive in this world and there's negative, okay? And we always address the positive. So you have to also address, you know, the negative as well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's some horrible people out there that are doing really negative things during this time. But you just need to be cautious and keep your side of the street clean.
She obviously was not running the tape on her decision.
She was not running the tape. I'm sure she regrets everything she did by now.
Yes, yes.
And she just destroyed her life with that one action.
Oh, God, yes. That is so important. Because we preach you are a product of your own decisions. Mm-hmm. We are a product of our decisions. So because this woman... let her emotions rule her intelligence. Maybe she was in a bad mood. Maybe she was on substances. She decided to go into a store during the pandemic and cough on $35,000 worth of food. Now she has to get a lawyer. Now she has a case. And now...
And they're going to prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law, as they should, because she should be made an example of right now. But that was a horrible decision.
This
and if she had listened
avoided.
To episode one of Run the Tape, of Here's the Sitch, she could have maybe rethought that decision.
That's exactly what I wanted to get to, Mrs. Situacion. Life is all about decisions, and you have to be careful about what you say and do in this life, because you only really get one life, guys. And if you get caught in a court case, charges, get arrested, guys, it's not a good situation, and I would not recommend it. You'll have less money. It's going
to
affect...
It'll just take you years, maybe even decades, to recover from that. And
you're
only live once, and you want to be grateful for the opportunities you have on this world and the amazing things you can do and relationships you can make. And there's really no time
I'm sorry,
for that
honey.
Shit.
I didn't want to, you know, talk
yeah,
about
really
this.
Yeah, you really
tainted,
I'm sorry, my, I didn't tainted
wanna,
my energy. I didn't know
I'm
he was
sorry,
coming
honey.
At me with that.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to talk about this type of negativities, honey. But it also needs
but
to be
gonna
discussed.
But you're going to encounter it in life.
Yeah,
you're
going
to encounter it in life. And it's just how you're going to respond and move on from it and try to not harp on the horrible things. Okay, babe, so we've talked repeatedly on Here's the Sitch about how important it is to keep the body moving, especially during this quarantining time, right?
It's very vital, honey.
We ourselves are being really creative with how to stay active and different programs to keep it from getting stale and mundane so we can stay positive and excited through our workouts.
Exactly.
Right?
You have a choice, honey. Become better or become bitter, guys.
So that brings me to this amazing product I just found out while being quarantined. It is Beachbody On Demand. It comes to no surprise that we're all going to be stuck in our homes for a while. So let's avoid the complacency. It's important now more than ever to stay active and keep moving. You can work out and even take classes in the comfort of your own home with Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to over 1,300 super effective workouts suited for anybody at any time. The secret to getting results is getting started. Oh, I love that. It's so true. Don't think about the future. Don't think about the past. Just get started today. There's no better time than the present. Work out on your schedule. You can work out as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. So, guys, if you don't have a home gym, if you don't have weights, don't worry about it. You can still do these Beachbody On Demand programs. You can access anywhere at any time, view it on your computer, a web-enabled smart TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and many more. I personally am working out with the Morning Meltdown 100. It's a 100-day program that is 7 days a week. The best part about it, guys, is that even though you're working out every day, it's a 20 to 30 minute class each day. So everyone has 20 to 30 minutes during this quarantine.
Facts.
That you can spare to get your butt in gear. It'll torch calories with high intensity cardio and resistance training while a live DJ turns up the energy as you burn off the pounds. Your goal should be to complete 100 workouts and unlock the best version of you. I challenge our Here's the Sitch listeners to start one of these Beachbody programs during this quarantine and get fit with us.
Very, very cool, honey. I like their mantra.
Yes, me too. Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text SITUATION to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. No excuses here, guys. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text SITUATION to 303030. On a positive note, I will say that today is actually a rainy day outside, but I'm going to use that to better myself.
What are we doing today?
We are going to make a nice, healthy brunch after this recording.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
We're going to start off. We're fasting right now. We just have our black coffee and do our podcast. And then we'll have a nice, healthy brunch lunch. And then a few hours after that, I'm going to go do my Pilates upstairs. Last episode of Here's the Sitch, we spread some awareness on a lot of local restaurants, local fitness studios, local businesses, small businesses, trying to support them during this time. And on a rainy day is a great time to do that. You can do some classes at home through online streaming services. And I got some comments that you guys didn't live in the area and you couldn't necessarily contact those restaurants or those Pilates studios. But we just really want to make sure you guys are supporting the communities by you. So if you're quarantined at home, maybe you haven't tried a restaurant by you because you're a commuter to the city. Mm-hmm. Maybe you haven't tried a yoga studio by you, but everybody is trying to reinvent themselves and using the creative resources we have, like Instagram and Zoom and Facebook and Twitter. And a lot of resources are online, whether for free or they're just looking for donations for their staff to try to keep the lights on. So definitely look into the small businesses around you. Small business is what makes the world go round. We're so grateful for the ones in our area.
Yeah.
We really want to encourage you guys to reach out to your communities and see how you can participate in everything.
And also, honey, I did ask tonight, since it is the weekend, we're going to turn up and have game night. Okay.
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about that.
Talk about game night. This, guys, is just being creative amongst a very unprecedented time right now. And we're going to have a cheat day live, you know, cook sesh later where we're going to be cooking chicken cutlets. The wife's going to be cooking up meatballs and raviolis, and we're all going to put it on live.
Yes.
I asked my buddy Vin if he wanted to also join us on live. I don't know if he's going to possibly participate or cook a keto version. We'll see if he responds. but this is just us trying to make the best of sort of a negative situation. And then after we cook and go live and have fun and smile and be silly, then we'll have game night.
Yes, I love game night. So when Mike was actually, this is a fun fact, when Mike was in prison last year, he had a lot of time on his hands.
Sure did.
And not a lot of resources of what to do in there. So that's obviously how he used it to his advantage and lost 40 pounds.
Yep.
By working out twice, sometimes three times a day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cardio, weights, everything, you name it. And listen, he did not have the luxurious gym. Okay. No. He was working outdoors in a makeshift shed that had no heat and no air conditioning. So in the winter, and this was on a mountain in upstate New York.
Yeah.
So in the winter, it was negative degrees up there. And he'd have to wear layers of sweatshirts,
hats,
to work out,
socks,
and do weights.
Jackets,
and then in
everything.
The summer, there was no air conditioning.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
If you really want it, guys, if you really
you can
want
find
it,
a way.
You can find a way. You will either find a way in life, guys, or you will find an excuse.
Yeah, it's two outcomes. That's
mic
it.
Drop right there, guys.
Also, so a big way that we passed our time when I would come visit him, obviously I wouldn't work out with him, but we would play Scrabble because they had board games in the visiting room.
Fun fact, guys, was Big Daddy Sitch had made it to the prison championships of Scrabble twice during the 8 months that I was incarcerated. Also, I did make it to the bocce championships as well.
Oh my God, the
twice.
Bocce championship story is hysterical though. So Mike, wait, before we get into Scrabble, so Mike, it was like a few weeks before he was getting released. So it was in the summer, it was in August, and I had an update for him. I don't remember what was happening, but
it was an update on Jersey Shore.
We were negotiating some work contract and or talking about his release date. And obviously when he was in prison, I couldn't call him. When you send emails, which is the only thing you could contact an inmate as, it takes like a 2 to 4 hour delay depending.
Yep.
So you don't have any instant access to that person. So I was waiting for him to call me at like 2 p.m. We had set times. He called every day, twice a day, and he missed the call. And I was so worried. I was wondering if he was getting processed to exit, if something happened, if the camp was shut down on lockdown, if something crazy went on.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm waiting for the call at 2 o'clock. Finally, 4:45, 5 p.m., maybe even 6 comes along. He calls me, hey. And I'm like, where have you been? What have you been doing? I have to tell you this really important thing. You missed our call. Are you all right? He goes, oh, I was in a bocce tournament. It's like, what goes on in federal prison that he was in a bocce tournament?
I was in the bocce championships. I was in the finals, yeah. Truth be told, both times we were runners-up, you know. And if you're not first, you're last. And by no means was prison comfortable, guys. I made the best of my situation.
Making light of it.
So
You have to be able to laugh at hard times in the past.
You got to be able to learn to dance in the rain, guys.
Yes. But with that being said, Mike never knew that I was really into Scrabble when we were on our hiatus in our relationship. While he was doing Jersey Shore and doing some other things, I was working in the city, so on my commute I would play Words with Friends, which is Scrabble on iPhone. So I love like Word of the Day. I actually follow like Merriam-Webster on Instagram because they still post Words of the Day, and I really like that kind of stuff. So I am really into Scrabble. So when he's like, you want to play Scrabble at the visit, I'm like, this is amazing. I didn't even know they had this. So we started playing. And I'll let him let you know who won, but
I let my wife won, guys. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do.
It is what you're supposed to do.
And just so you know, I played for 8 months, and a lot of those guys were really good, okay?
He learned a lot from them.
Yeah, I know every single two-letter and three-letter combinations.
I was just going to say that. So that's his Scrabble. His strategy.
Little fun fact, guys.
And also, when you play Scrabble, so this is just, we're trying to give you some options of what you can do with your family, because we spent a lot of this time talking about how to be positive and all this, but you might be sitting there listening to this,
about what to do. I have
toddlers screaming or teenagers fighting with each other and my husband, and it's just so chaotic at home. Like, what can we do as a family in a group setting to try to distract from the quarantining stuff and bring everyone together and have fun?
I say Scrabble or cook some Funfetti cupcakes. Everyone loves Funfettis. I'm just saying. I had to throw that in there. It's the last thing I had to.
So yeah, cooking, Scrabble. And Scrabble is a timely game. It is not a quick game by any means.
It's like an hour good for sure.
No, a minute. If you have two players, maybe an hour, because you're constantly going back and forth. If you have multiple players, it's going to take a little longer than that. Monopoly is a great game that takes a while. Monopoly used to get a little competitive in my family when we were younger.
Yes.
People get real serious about it. But it's just a great bonding opportunity. Also, you could get all these games on Amazon, I'm pretty sure. I want to get the life-size Jenga. We haven't gotten that yet.
Yes.
Oh, I want to get that for our
Did you see
room.
Online Cardi B running straight into
she
a
ran
giant...
like a bull into the Jenga.
Yes. Insane. Yeah. But like I said...
But that's what's happening at home. So
exactly.
That's why we're trying to give you some creative means.
So creative juices.
To get those juices flowing.
Get the creative juices flowing, guys.
And get everybody involved. And for kids, Scrabble's great because it's very educational.
And also, guys, if you have to go outside, okay, and you have to get some supplies... Okay, always remember to practice social distancing. Am I right, honey?
Yeah.
Because things are still declining right now.
I don't want to get too deep into the facts right now, but I don't know where you all are listening from. I know you guys are all over the country.
And the world able
to hear us, and we see all of your reviews, so thank you for them. But we're in New Jersey. We're in New Jersey, and it is very
declining right now.
It is very real. And my mother is a respiratory therapist at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital. Yeah. So this is what she does for a living. She puts people on ventilators and off ventilators 24 hours a day. She's been doing it for years. She is excellent and amazing. And she is literally on the front lines working every patient of hers is a COVID-19 patient. So she has to get in a full armored suit every day at work. And when she gets into work, she tells me it's like a third world country in these hospitals. You would not think we're in the United States. And then when she exits the hospital, there's people out here saying, I want to get back to work. It's time to open the restaurants. It's time to go back to this and go back to that, because it has not affected them yet. It hasn't affected their family. Mm-hmm. It hasn't affected their friends. They haven't seen the repercussions from this virus. And we're just asking that you all remain positive, remain patient with our community and our country, as everyone's doing the best they can. My little sister is also mm-hmm. a registered nurse at the same hospital. She is an ICU nurse. So she's a nurse you don't ever want to see, because you are in ICU.
Yeah, honey, give a shout out to all of the healthcare and medical workers
yes,
in our country.
Yeah, so that's where I'm getting at. This thank you to every single person, every doctor, every hospital, every nurse, every janitor, every truck driver, postal worker,
yeah,
everyone. I can go on forever. I don't want to leave anybody out. Everybody that is working on the front lines, but especially our medical workers that are working night and day to treat this virus and find a way to prevent it from spreading. We appreciate you. We wish you and your family lots of health and safety during this crazy time. I'm just asking for our community to be a little bit more patient, to stay quarantined, to practice the social distancing, to not have visitors at your house. This is not the time to have outside family members that don't live with you coming over. This is not the time to be socializing. We really need to prevent the spread of this. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
And just pull together.
Yeah, it's time to just band together, be rooted in your faith, be rooted in your foundation of your positivity, and wish our medical workers lots of health and safety. And if we can just do our part and make a huge dent in this by just staying home, then wow, like how amazing is that? Then let's just stay home and do our part.
Yes.
And be grateful that you are not experiencing what is happening in these hospitals, because it is pure devastation at its finest. There is no better word for it, and it's real. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. So please stay home and appreciate your healthcare workers and everybody else that's working on the front lines. And we love you guys.
Yes, guys. Also, honey, I want to know what you think about, and we always like to sort of close our podcast off with some positivity. And I would like to say, honey, start your day counting your blessings, not your problems. What does that mean to you? How can someone apply this in their life? And why would they even do such?
That's a really good one. So this is something that you can apply in a million different ways. Okay. Mm-hmm. It can be as simple as not wanting to clean your house, and you have a big messy house. Okay. You have a lot of kids. Everyone's quarantined. Everything's getting trashed all the time. Mm-hmm. Whatever's happening. You have to say, I am so grateful that I have a family, a house full of kids and a husband and a house full of family members that I'm able to clean up after mm-hmm. them. I'm not lonely. I'm not alone. So it's just looking at a different perspective of everything.
No, I obviously totally agree. It's something how that we do on a daily basis, okay? We start with gratitude in our life. And I believe that when you are grateful in life, you attract other blessings, more positivity. And that's just how we live our life, and that's how we spread our message, okay? You know, I've turned my mess into a message, honey.
You sure did.
Okay.
Your test into a testimony.
Oh, yes. Keep it going. Yes.
I like to leave the podcast off on what I'm always rooted in, which is my faith. So this is just something I follow Bishop Jakes on Instagram. If you are spiritual or religious or like to follow sending people with quotes like that, Joel Osteen has them as well. But T.D. Jakes shared something this morning that I want to leave you guys with. So it's walking with God means you have to be able to walk with unanswered questions.
Oh.
Trust God, goodness. Even when it may seem like your prayers are not working. Lean not to your understanding. Submit to him and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3.
Goodness. So, wow, Mrs. Situacion. Very deep. It sounds like faith thrives on uncertainty, am I right?
Yes.
Yes. And we definitely rely on our faith here in the Situation family. So what does that mean to you, honey? Because you can't just say a quote and not live by it. You have to explain to our subscriber how they can maybe apply it to their life. Maybe, you know, how, you know, they can use it in everyday life.
To me, it's really having the blind faith that there's going to be a path out of this. There's going to be a way where the light is shown and healing starts to happen. And we're coming down from the bottom of the curve. It's not going to consistently be sickness and craziness and quarantining. There is going to be a way out.
So what you're saying is...
You just have to have that blind faith
right now.
Storms
never last forever. Is that
exactly.
What you're trying to say?
The sun, there's only a matter of time before the storm's going to pass and the sun's going to come out and everything's going to be back to normal.
This too shall pass.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, guys, thanks for listening. With Here's the Sitch, I'm Mike.
And I'm Lauren, and we'll see you
guys next time.
Love you. Stay safe and healthy.